Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, people watch this show for a lot of different reasons, mostly, obviously, for information. But a lot of people out there, they tell me that they think of me as like a dad, you know. I often hear that from my own kids, which is nice. In fact, people tell me all the time they think of me as their TV dad. Well, I know how important, as a dad, it is to spend quality time with the kids, especially in uncertain times like these. So I guess I should sit down and check in on how things are going with the family. That's right. Dad's calling a family meeting. Hey, buddy, take a load off. Listen, I was hoping we could have a little rap session here, you know, connect. Just sort some stuff out like you gotta do every so often. But, you know, I'm merely a father figure. I don't have any real power around here. That's why I also invited a father figure who has actual authority. Your pops, Joe. Pops, come on out here.
Hey, Dad. It's good to see you. Have a seat, Pops.
So important to do this every so often. It's so important to have these meetings.
I don't listen all the time, though.
Yeah. Listen, buddy. I'll tell you right now, yeah, exactly. So, listen. All right, sit down, fella. Sit down. We got to talk. You can't clap your way out of this meeting. We got to talk about this.
Hey, champ, how you doing?
Look, Pops and I, we've been worried about all these sudden changes. We know that you're worried about the changes the family's going through.
It happens to every family, but I'm telling you, this terrible feeling you're having right now, it's not permanent. It'll be over in 4 years, maybe eight, but there's an old saying in the family. It's like a grandfather clock.
Exactly. Life is like a grandfather clock. Maybe the pendulum has swung all the way to one side, but before you know it, it'll swing back to the other.
Point is, you should probably get a newer clock, or better yet, just look at your phone.
Right, yeah. Time's right on there. Yeah. Hey, buddy, we're not done here. Sit down, okay? We're just getting started, okay? You need some bug spray for the ants in your pants? Look, all right?
All right.
That's a dad joke. Get used to it. All right. Something else we need to talk to you about.
Look, we're not mad. We're just disappointed.
I'm actually mad. I'm actually very mad. Look, we overheard you using some pretty salty language the other day.
We know you're better than that. We don't want to hear those swear words from you. Hogwash, baloney, malarkey, you
Joe,
know?
Joe, we're on CBS. They're gonna have to bleep half of that.
Hey, look, I'm sorry. I'm so gosh damn darn disappointed.
That is the angriest I have ever seen this man. Are you happy? Look what you did.
I'm sorry.
Look
sorry.
What you did to your pop. You made him say the sorry. D word. Are you gonna be okay?
I think so.
Look, I don't mean to come down so hard on you, buddy. I just don't think it's the job of a dad to be your best friend.
Well, I do. I do. Look, here's some leftover fireworks. I want you to take them. I want you to go out. And I want you, if you haven't noticed, I want you to go out and have some fun. Have some fun. You know, you don't, you know. You know, kiddo, don't think I haven't noticed. You've been cutting some corners when you've been mowing the lawn lately.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a thing in this family. There's a saying in this family, okay? Life is like a grandfather clock.
No, we already did that. We already did that.
Well, then what's the saying, Pop?
Well, the saying is, any job worth doing is worth doing well.
Okay, you gotta always do your best to mow the lawn. Doesn't matter that somebody else is about to get the job of mowing the lawn after you, even though, as far as you can tell, that person has never touched a lawnmower in his life.
Look, kid, it doesn't matter who's mowing it. The point is, it's the greatest lawn in the world. And no matter our differences, we're all responsible for its upkeep. And I've got to believe that in their heart, the next mower is going to do the best they can to make sure that lawn, that everyone feels safe to have a picnic on it.
That's a beautiful metaphor.
Metaphor? Metaphor. Okay. Look, I'm talking about mowing the lawn. What are you talking about?
Same thing. I'm talking about the same thing. Listen, buddy, just remember, when you're doing a job, always give 110% and always respect your boss.
Especially if he has the nuclear launch codes.
Good point. Listen to this man. And you know what? You know what? Here's 20 bucks. Go have some fun.
Hey, you know what? I need to borrow that 20 bucks. I'm losing my job pretty soon.
Oh, you're losing your job. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. So what are you going to do next, Pops?
Well, I'm going to follow my passion. That's, speedboat racing. I love danger, and you got your whole life ahead of you, kid.
Yeah, you got your whole life ahead of you. Don't listen to him, okay? Speaking of life, I think it's maybe time we had the talk.
Well...
Don't be embarrassed up here. Don't be embarrassed. It's perfectly natural. Pops? Tell them about the birds and the bees.
Well, here's the deal. They're disappearing at an alarming rate. Both birds and bee populations, they're plummeting. They're plummeting.
You know what will get those populations back up? Sex. But you're too young to know about that stuff.
Look, go ask your mother. You know what? You're a good kid. Here's 20 bucks from your pop. Go and have some fun, okay?
Remember that we love you.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts. Only from NPR.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.